Claudette, did you think of yourself as being a religious man?
I am not too religious.
Well, when you were a youngster of 18 and you came here, did you think of yourself as being a religious Jew?
Well, no. Not too religious.
You did go to synagogue?
I used to have a short Yom Kippur. I keep my Yahrzeit. Keep my disc, so I got thrilled with my own. I got dollars.
During your first few years here in Pittsburgh, did you change any of your religious practices, or did you do pretty much the same sort of thing that you had done at home?
That's right.
I used to daven
every day in Vienna. You know, in Pittsburgh, where my mother lived. She said to me, she wanted me to daven, and I didn't please her. But after she passed away, I could daven every day.
Well, before she came, had you davened, or did you start it up again when she came? Do you remember?
I don't remember that I did that. I davened most times to please her.
Did you go to a shul here in Pittsburgh, Mr. Bodek?
Shoni and Kippur, your side.
Where?
Mazik Hadas.
Can you spell that?
Mazik M-A-C-H-S-I-K-A-I. Mazik.
Where was it?
Well, first it was on Riley Avenue. Now it's in it's in East End.
But at the time that you were a young man and you went there on the holy days, it was on Riley Avenue.
Yeah.
What kind of a shul was it?
Orthodox.
An Orthodox shul, and was it a prosperous kind of shul?
No,
did it have its own building? In your own home, did you observe any, in your home, not your mother's particularly, did you observe?
I have no home.
You never did get married.
No.
So in your parents' home then, while they were alive,
yeah,
did they have many religious observances? Did they do
my
things?
My brothers. You mean my...
When your mother and father came, you made your home with them, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did your mother light
the candles? She was very religious, my mother.
And kept a kosher home?
Oh, yeah.
Benched
that Shabbos.
When you first came here, Mr. Bodek, to Pittsburgh, was there any change in your health at all because of the difference from where you had lived?
My health?
Yes. Because of the food or the difference in climate or so on. If you needed a doctor at all during that time, where did you go?
Well, I tell you, my heart was pounding pretty fast. I went to a Dr. Siegman. Died of any for kids.
Do you remember how to spell his name?
Dr. Siegman. S-E-E-G-M-A-N.
He was a private doctor.
I'll pay him for it. He says, "You're just nervous." He says, "You're not sick. And quit going to doctors. Don't even come to see me."
Actually, then, you didn't very often need medical attention.
No, but no.
When you did, you went to a private doctor. What were the first organizations that you belonged to when you came here, Mr. Kovac? Did you belong to a shul? or did you just go to it?
I didn't belong to a shul. Now I do.
Did you belong to a Talmud Torah?
No.
A Zionist group?
I belong to the Young Men Hebrew Association in Dispatch Building on Fifth Avenue.
Did you belong to a labor group of any kind?
There wasn't any labor
group. No union?
No union.
Did you belong to any socialist group?
No.
Did you belong to any organizations, Mr. Bodek, that were set up to give charity? You know, the kind that had push keys. You remember, we all had them in our houses. Or to save money. Did you belong to anything like that?
I used to give for the United Jewish Fund once in a while, a few dollars. But now I didn't have too much myself. I remember, you know what I mean? I have to economize.
Well, Mr. Bodek, where did you go to have fun?
Well,
what did you do for recreation and good times?
Recreation? I didn't have much good time.
Well, you had some time off from your job.
Well, I used to go down to see Burlesque show.
Did you go with other fellows?
By myself. The Academy of Music. On Liberty Avenue. The Academy of Music, where that show. I still remember Gilbert and by the sea, by that beautiful sea, you and I, baby, shaking the middle, you know.
Where else did you go for fun?
Gaiety Theater, not a burlesque show.
The regular theater, Yiddish theater?
No. And something, as I told you before, Jewish theater, we used to have in Pittsburgh. Simon's People Theater.
Anything else did you ever go?
Well, I tell you, I didn't have much pleasure in my life.
Mr. Bodek, did you take part in any sports? Did you go to any sporting events? As a young man, boxing.
I never came to prize fighting.
Swimming.
I can swim fairly well. I used to go swimming by myself.
Where?
Kennedy Park. The Allegheny River. Atlantic
but
City.
But you went all by yourself.
Most of them by myself. I like it black, but I like it by myself. I go wherever I feel like, do what I want. Nobody say, don't do this, don't do that, don't go there. By myself, mostly.
When you first came here, those first few years, Mr. Bodek, did you know about the YMCA?
YMCA?
Young Men's Christian Association. Any other non-Jewish organizations that you went to at all? Nothing beside the few months of night school. Were there any local meeting places near where you lived, where you would go to meetings, cafes, where people gathered, any other places of that kind that
not
you go to?
I used to work steady.
During your first 5 years here in Pittsburgh, how did you meet people?
I didn't meet any people.
Through your family, did you meet any people?
Oh, I went away. Only strange people.
No, people with whom you became friends.
Yeah.
Did you meet many?
You go up to their house,
Were they friends of your family?
Well, I used to go to my family.
stayed with my family.
But you didn't meet many people.
No, I didn't. One time, if I work, if I want to work, okay.
Did you have friends who were not Jewish people? Did you meet any people at your work, let's say, with whom you became friends?
I have friends I work with, yes.
Did you see them? Did you see them socially?
Yeah.
So your entire family was really here, and you were very close with them. Is that right?
Yes, that's about it.
For instance, your seders.
I just get to know people.
During those first few years that you were here, Mr. Bodek, did you keep up any contacts with people that you had been friendly with in Europe?
No, I didn't. Forgot.
You are an American citizen, aren't you?
I came to America in 1906. I became a citizen in 1914.
How did you become a citizen, Mr.
Oh, I went over to the post office there. Was the post office a courthouse? By myself, got my first papers. Then my brother and the friend of his were a witness to get my second paper. My brother and the friend of his. They're both gone already.
Do you remember when you first voted, Mr. Bodek?
When I first voted?
Remember what year?
The first I voted was for president. I think it was for La Follette.
Do you remember the year?
1914. 1916. Oh, I don't remember exactly. The Democratic Party, something that split tickets.
Was there some reason why you belonged to the Democratic Party?
No, because I think it's work more, they're more better to the working man than the Republican.
Were you active at all in the party, or did you just vote?
Yeah, that's all, I just voted.
Did anybody in your family, Mr. Bodek, marry somebody who wasn't Jewish?
No.
Thank you.
The apartment is rented. Thank you. This is a recording. I'm sorry. The apartment is rented. Thank you. This is a recording. I'm sorry. The apartment is rented. Thank you. This is a recording.